Yeah, Bjork was good to work with. I mean, that's a long time ago now for me, you know, really long time. One of the good things about Bjork is, you know, she knows what she wants. She'll go around, she'll sing the parts for you, and she knows very specifically what she wants out of performers. You know, in many ways, that's an advantage and a disadvantage, you know, because sometimes you cut off the freedom to create of the people that are doing the sessions for you. But, you know, I mean, I certainly, when I'm having people record on my projects, you know, I'm quite directional in what I want in one sense, but I always give them free takes and you know, so now, you know, now you just, you know, do what you feel on the track or whatever, you know. But having said that, you know, it was perfect for that you know, particular material. So different people are different ways. Sometimes people will just literally give you a free rein to do whatever you like. You know, I work a lot with Adrian Sherwood. I've just been doing Lee Scratch Perry and some old Primal Scream tunes with him, and it's just a total free rein. And in some ways, that gets a better result. Having said that, you know, I did really enjoy the Bjork experience, and you know, that's all good.